Welcome to Atlanta. What's up, 1515 Air probably presents the rundown, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Shell Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing pretty okay. How about yourself?
Okay, I'm doing all right. You act like you didn't know how you was doing. I was like, oh, shoot. All right.
Debate.
Yo, they really did not have 2 hours worth of reunion.
Man, when they brought up the whole, I was gonna call that nigga Shaggy, Scrappy and Mama D and Bambi moment, I'm like, okay.
I was done at the dude ranch. I said, you guys talked about everything already. So why y'all talking about the dude ranch? Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So this is how we're gonna do this. We'll go through this. We'll do, should I do news and rumors? I would do the reunion first, because just in case people don't want to be spoiled. Not the reunion, I'm sorry, the super trailer. Give y'all my thoughts on the super trailer. All right, part two of this reunion. We started off with Tommy and Spice. Going back and forth because Tommy couldn't handle the truth. You know, Spice was telling her about her drinking. Tommy don't want to hear nothing negative about herself. She kind of like Trump, because she said she didn't like that. Spice was saying, look, you got a drinking problem, you late, you trying to blame it on this pig, throwing up, blah, blah. And then when old dude told her she had a drinking problem, she's like, fuck that, you don't know me.
I said, but man. Did Tommy leave? Because I feel like we didn't see her no more after this.
I think she did. She might have. Because she wasn't on that couch at the end. Maybe her and some. Well, how can you couldn't get Versace there? There was a lot of people I was questioning.
I was thinking that, too. I'm like, y'all got Hennessy there, didn't they, at one reunion?
Yes, Hennessy was. Because they attacked old girl. They both ran up on her.
So how you not gonna have
Versace there? And then even do you believe that Samantha, Tommy's mom, really was at Coachella? I felt like
why not?
You know why I didn't believe it?
Tommy got some real money. She can go.
No, because when they replayed the whole "Let me talk to my daughters." It just seemed like a bunch, it could have been, I don't want the world to know what I'm going through, but it was, I'm doing some tests, and it might be serious. And I was like, I was thinking to myself, did they make this up just for, you know, that to put a button in this, a pin in this, right? And then when they said, so when did you find this information out? She was like, I think it was around, yo, you don't know when you went to, why you went to the doctor? That's what I was thinking. I was like, you don't know when. I think it was Coachella, because I was doing a lot of drinking. And then I was like, this sounding wobbly to me, just to me.
You ain't here for it.
No. And then Tommy missed me with that whole, the reason I didn't want Spice saying bad stuff about me is because I'm a new artist starting out. But you were doing bad things. If you was new artist, you didn't act like
that. I can't talk about it.
Yeah. You wasn't acting like a new artist. You wasn't there on time. You weren't the first one to be there, last one to leave. And then the whole, well, you from Jamaica. You on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. So what? They ain't in Love & Hip Hop Jamaica. We wouldn't be covering that one either, y'all. We just wouldn't. Sorry.
I'm a covering on my fast.
Yes. On the IG story, a snap, she would have y'all locked down. Get your mom. Your mom and y'all cover that one.
Die. Me and my mom watch Love & Hip Hop Jamaica.
Oh,
that
man.
That was a class. I'm about to be so like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, this is dumb.
Oh, man. Yeah, Tommy did try to explain her disrespect for her mom. She's like, I'm not saying it was right, but that was the respect I was given. And then she told us that Gucci the Pig is almost out because he came on her couch. So now he outside. Don't pigs be so little. I think they never go through puberty. I just wasn't even thinking about it. I was like, really?
I mean, my question, don't she got a dog too?
I think so.
How do you know who's it really is?
Maybe she got a female dog. I don't know. She said ejaculate.
So she did.
Yeah,
right.
So that's why. So then we moved on to Sierra Shooter, and I was rewatching. Well, I was watching when they do that little, and let's see, show you with all the highlights or lowlights. And I said, y'all really turned Shooter's situation into some messy drama. Yo, his storyline should have been dealing with the death of my son, and I'm going through a divorce at the same time. Instead, Keely tried to come in there and say, you need to be fucking somebody because she messing with somebody. And yo, Keely, oh my God, she really thought she had Sierra dead to rights. Said, you was wrong. Y'all was married. You was with Brasco. She was like, was he wrong when he cheated on me and had them babies? She said, mind your business. Mind the business that pays you. That's why you broke, bitch. And she really didn't have a comeback for that. And I was like, Keely, stop it. Oh, man. And then she really, I mean, I understand where Keely was coming from with attacking Sierra when she walked in. It just wasn't the time or place. I know that Sierra got.
No, it definitely wasn't. I mean, I definitely think you owed a bitch after she snaked you in the club, but. Like, this might not be the right time, but maybe she was thinking, what time is better than the present?
Yeah.
Ain't no telling when she was going to see her again.
You right. You definitely right. It could have been, really could have been a while. Was there anything else with that? Oh, yeah, but Sierra's.
This was a quick episode. Like, I feel like.
It was, listen, I'm telling y'all, if y'all didn't watch this, they really have maybe 30 minutes of substance. The rest was so much filler. He said Sierra said she tried to be there, but
Sierra,
you know,
Sierra is really trying to make this a thing. I mean, technically I was still married, so are y'all not trying to make this a committed relationship? Are you still like we know it takes time to sign divorce papers. He had decided to date you while going through it. There is no excuse.
With the BK. Oh, okay.
I was married at the time, and so.
So, after the Sierra shooter, for those who didn't watch, they talked about her and Burger King being together. And boy, this, another problem with this show. If y'all know y'all have an unaired scene with a participant on the show, could we not have had Joy on the show to say, give us a timeline?
Why did he think that this was never going to come up? Who had that same scene? Somebody on Miami, right?
Cisco. Well, Prince had one. Cisco had one. That's Cisco. What's old dude name? Oh, dude. Fuck. No, it wasn't Cisco. It was the dude who kept talking in first person. He thought he was smooth as hell. James R. Yeah.
James R. Yeah.
Yeah. Prince had one too.
Yeah, like, y'all know this shit was recorded. You don't think this stuff you discuss, like, listen, so I want to tell you about this scene because I don't know if it's going to come up.
Yeah. So he's in a hotel and Joy asking him. Now, remember, that's one of his artists was signed. Joy asking him, is he with somebody? He's like, I can't say for sure. And then she said, you like my thighs. Then she gets to straddling him. Here comes Sierra. Well, I can't be mad because I wasn't officially divorced yet. Stop it.
Girl, cut it out.
Stop it.
Making up excuses for him. He gonna keep doing the shit.
Yeah.
So, if it don't work out, then we will just keep our friendship and be no. No. Because if it don't work out, you're going to hate him.
Yeah. With a passion.
With a passion. Because you letting all this big shit go. So, when that big shit that comes your way that makes you decide that you don't want to be with him no more, that's going to be some big shit. You ain't going to be friends with him after that.
Yo, and I'm glad that panel had that negativity for him talking about she my best friend. Stop it, dude. That's the new one now. She calling the girl your best friend. I get her.
That ain't new. That's old. Tokyo was like, what do you say?
She said
best friend like you me or something like that.
Tokyo has some lines today. Tokyo did look like she was dressed as Joker henchman. I was like, you got the hair and the outfit. You could be one of his minions with the little gun. And then Carly gonna talk about some man. If you mess up, we gonna beat you. Carly, beat your ass. Carly, you're not a fighter. You know,
right.
Stop it.
Y'all know that. Cut it out, Mom.
All right, so Tokyo and Spice, they cool. Yo, I was watching that recap, and I said Spice and Carly both had on bad wigs at that bowling date. That just didn't look.
Yeah,
yo, Tobias, bruh. When somebody asks you, what drew you to a person? Don't point the negative out. Could you imagine a dude saying, yo, what drew you to Shell? Well, she kind of had a reputation on, you know, online passing around, but she had so much, just say the confidence part. Yo, she had a little weight on her, but she had more, bro, just say the confidence part.
She like, we all know she got a little weight on her, but
what are we
confidence, like,
she can't cook for shit, but she funny than a motherfucker. What? Why'd you put that negative part out there first?
Right.
You could have kept it. Oh man. Tokyo talked about how she didn't have sex. Listen, she was like, I'm not having sex because sex don't keep no man. All my friends are fucking and they getting cheated on.
The error with the guilty conscience.
Yeah, what you trying to say? Stop it. she went out with, then we got to talk about Tobias and Carly. They went out once. He was in the video. Jack said he knew something was up because he saw her, him with the shirt off. And I was like, okay. And then this was funny too, because Tobias and Keely got to talking. And she said, Tobias was one of her artists. And Tokyo said,
yo,
I thought it was.
Tokyo wasn't playing.
I thought she was Blue Artist. And he was like, well, she ran the company. So, you know, she's like, oh, so she made sure you got to the airport okay? Like, yo.
And I Keely forgot why they wasn't liking each other.
Yeah, I did too. But then she going to say, Tobias is a liar. And then Tokyo said, you a liar too because you broke one artist. And all she had to do was say an artist. That's all she had to do. Called her Miss Potato Head. And then we got to...
Man, Miss Potato Head was spot the fuck on.
Yo,
though.
And it, they did it. And then they shot to her head. And I said, yo, it do.
Yeah,
it looked like
right?
an Idaho spud. I was like, oh, man. They didn't do you no favors. I like the spice in Tokyo. They ended with this where they talked about the purse incident when it was in Houston. And... yo, we be in America so much, I be forgetting that stuff does not happen the same way. Because Spice said, we don't have body shaming. That's not a thing in Jamaica. And I was like, oh, yeah, other countries probably don't have that. I don't know what that would be, but that's our society. Like, other countries probably don't have participation trophies. We have
right,
that.
Right, which we shouldn't.
Yeah. Saying she was more playful and then... Tokyo brought up, you know, I say bitch and that be playful, blah, blah. But look, they good. They on good pages. And this is where the show was.
And they talked about some music. I'm like, let me fast down.
Yes, yeah. I would love to see that. Then this is where the show ended.
Now, like, she can hop on somebody's track and make it the bomb. Or it'll be Spice track and then feature Tokyo. I feel like that'll work. It'll be too colorful assholes, you know. But... I feel like that'll work. I feel like it'll work.
Yeah, and this is where the show should have ended. They should have said, yo, we done tonight. But no, they said, let's go back to the dude ranch. And I was thinking, you already talked about Kirk and Rashida. You already talked about Jock and Carly. What y'all going to talk about? Mimi Eden? They talked about Mimi Eden.
Mimi Eden, yep.
They really didn't even go. BK said, I stood up for Sierra because it was two girls.
He didn't apologize for cussing these women. That was my biggest problem. Like, so,
you,
Nina, now I was rocking with you this whole reunion thus far. How come you ain't go, hey, you don't think you owe the girls an apology?
Yeah. Because who did she call? She came at, what's name for that? Oh, it was also a dude from Blue, Pretty Ricky.
Oh, yeah, Baby Good. Blue.
Yeah, when he was all showing all bitches and stuff, like, women would not be disrespected. She didn't say anything with that. We got to Spice calling Sierra a hypocrite because she said, she called her and said, Tokyo's wrong for the purse, but then she went to what's name and said Spice was wrong for poking fun at your weight. They're cool now, though, anyway. Estelita and Sierra cool. Estelita said she was on edge because of that veggie tray incident a year ago, and she heard Sierra say, I'm going to get you back, so... She was keeping an eye out on that. And listen, you know what bothered me? BK said the day before all that went down, they were cool. What happened the day before? Did y'all
right.
kiki
what was
and joking? Yeah, why couldn't
were
we see
that? Together?
Who was on the bus? I don't remember who was all on the bus together. But where was Sierra and Spice? Was Carly and BK on the same bus? I don't know if that was the day before or something else was the day before. So then we got to Keely and K-Bachi and Blue. I almost forgot about K-Bachi and Blue. Shout out to Blue for getting the same braids as his son. Keely says, I didn't tell K-Bachi about Blue because I thought he would be intimidated. Yo, you gonna date a man that you think is intimidated by another man? Not a good look. Most women wouldn't think that's a turn on. Like, he's scared of him. Especially when the other dude's your baby daddy. I'm always got
right,
to deal with
exactly,
him.
Exactly.
And then Bachi said he is not afraid of anybody. Blue said that he don't have no... Yo, shout out to Blue, because I'm quick to call out dudes when they disrespect women. But shout out to Blue, because he said, I have no beef with none of these niggas, and I don't have no problems with none of these women. He said women. I was like, all right, look at him.
Yeah, he cleaned that up.
Yeah. Listen, Akili thinks they're going to co-parent. Blue said, we ain't got no choice but to co-parent. That's what that was at. That was so quick. I said, why did I even do this? Mama D, she got a new body. She's sore. She ate. There was no Scrappy, no Bam.
No Ernest. No.
No, that's what I'm... Why do you even ask about Ernest? She asked, when was you going to show Nurse Bay on my cleavage? And then she said, the only reason I told because waiting on Bambi would have took too long. And then everybody just paid respect to her. Tokyo didn't want no problems. Erica says she would have had a hall pass. Kirk says Charlene and Mama D ain't the same person. Why was Charlene not there?
Right.
Yeah, I want to hear her thoughts.
Charlene ain't never there, I feel like.
Yeah, because Mama D says she did the same thing for Imani with that whole house remodeling thing, whatever, Mama D. How did that work? She's like in a whole house and painted Winnie the Pooh. All right, whatever. Then we got Erica. I thought Erica really was going to sing, and I thought it was strange because the last time they asked her to sing, she wouldn't do it, and Olivia showed her up, but she hit a do and didn't hit no rays or me's. I'm really nervous about Rashida because she talking about they next venture is a sports bar and lounge, and Kirk.
Like, collectively.
No, we know Kirk like to date waitresses. He had that one waitress babysit the kid. Like, what are you?
That's true. And then he got a stripper pregnant.
Yeah, stop it. Stop it, man.
But I ain't mad at Rashida, though. She's just following her homegirl, Candy Step.
Yeah, yeah.
And new Candy got her candy coated nice on Bravo.
Yeah, like, she
come
do.
Through. They out here making big moves.
Spice will stay in Atlanta. Sierra's not going to horseback. 5 years from now, Carly will wants a boy, whether Jock wants it or not. Why would you want a kid with Jock? And that's it. Jock got a lot of kids. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe like, apparently he treat his kids right and his baby mothers well because they get along.
That's true. Tokyo don't know if Tobias is the one or the one to lose her virginity to, but if they fuck, she would post a pickle on IG. She never.
Can you imagine? Because wasn't Carly cool with Sia or Sia, whatever her name is?
Yeah, they are. They could. Yep.
Can you imagine calling her up like, hey, girl, so we sister twin wives.
That's
like,
right. That's
I'm
right.
Pregnant.
How many kids y'all got? Like, I know he got them twins. Well, I want to look
like
this up.
Three other baby mamas.
Yo, how does Jock go through these seasons and avoid a what's that called? A birthday party of the kids. You would think one scene every year he got a lot of kids.
I can't have child support problems and Jock ain't made music in ages. Like, how you paying these people?
Four, let's see. Five. He has six, seven. Looks like seven.
Seven kids.
Yeah, I think seven. All right.
But no, I'm just playing Jack. But no, but for real, like, what is, I mean, he's paying child support off these Love and Hip Hop shows.
Oh, I'm sorry. He has eight kids.
He has eight kids.
Yeah, because shout out to VH1. They did the, how many kids does he have? The VH1 Fathers by the Number. Tony, remember Vic from, what's her girl name? She was in Dirty Money. I can't remember her name anymore.
Oh, I know who he's talking about.
He has 10. Peter Guns has 10 kids with one grandchild. Vic has 10 kids with three grandchildren. Jock had 8. Kirk has 6 or 7, but this is before he has 7 now. And 4 grandchildren. T.I., because it was VH1, has 7 kids. I think that was with the last one. Stevie J had 6. Was this with? Body Butler, they kind of heard. Rich Dallas has 4. Mendeecees has 4. The Game. Oh, yeah, he had a show on here. I was like, what the game is on here? 4. Amarion 2, Scrappy 1. Scrappy has 2 now. Fizz 1. All right, there you go. And that's the show, right? All right, so let's get into this trailer that they dropped today.
Okay, pause. I have a minute to finish watching. So hold up.
Oh,
phone.
Okay. Yeah.
Next time we gotta watch this stuff together. We should just laugh.
We did one. We did one. That we did that one time.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause we did. I think we did a screen share. Where you want to start? It look. I feel like they have a lot of K Michelle for somebody who said they quit the show. Yeah. We can get. Cause listen, she's obviously going through the surgery. Getting the foreign objects moved out of her body. She regrets getting it done because now she has a scar who won't heal. It looks like Moniece is one of her besties. We know Paris is on the show too, and that's one of her good friends. And then she starts some drama with A1 and Lyrica.
Mm-hmm.
Saying Lyrica was trying to mess with somebody. Listen, hold up. I don't know about you. But I promise, if somebody tell me Sarah is trying to throw the draws at somebody, my response ain't going to be, nah, because if she was trying to fuck with somebody, he'd be way more wavy, more lit. Bruh, really? You know your woman that well? This right. is like, yo, if she going to cheat, she going to fuck somebody huge. She'll fuck the game. She ain't going to fuck Safari. Like, what? What? That's how he came. That is not the response.
You
I got
it. Know what sucks, though? Because this sounds like a real good storyline, but she pregnant.
I know. That's the rumor. I was thinking that the whole time. Because, yeah, they did have the story.
It would have been good.
He said he was done with her. She looked like she put on some weight. And I'm just pointing that out. And I'm saying lyrical look bad, but, you know, she got the work done. So maybe she's stressed out or whatever's going on. She did drop a new song. And we'll play that when we get to Hollywood. Didn't sound that good. It's amazing how she could write for other people, but I can't really find the hit for herself. Yeah. And then she said, she looked like Lyrica has beef with Brooke as well as Kim. I think that's who she referred to when she says, I'm a beater when I see her. Princess Love, that whole storyline is crazy because I heard when it was on Breakfast Club, she talked about how Ray went out to Vegas, but I didn't hear about some woman claiming that they was with them. And then you got Brandy showing up on the show. And apparently Princess said that Brandy was carrying their baby.
That's how that rumor got started.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out who Princess was referring to when Ray J and Brandy's mom said she wasn't raised like that, and she's like, you was? Was she saying Ray J or she saying the mama was? I'm confused. Right. But here's the biggest part. Moniece, you know we rock with you. We love you. You are funny. But are you really attacking a pregnant woman? She really tried to go, what am I doing?
I wasn't here for that. I was not here for that for Moniece. How you can read her for filth. You can do what you gotta do. But don't attack. It's just not a good look
for Moniece, you always be on this. Moniece is the main one who says, look, don't come for my child. Don't do this, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she said,
I would have rather her been like, how many months is you? Give me 5 months. I'm gonna beat your ass.
But even before that, she said, I can't wait till you drop that little demon seed. What? She wildin'. London Bridge. London Bridge. I wrote London and I forgot Bridget. That's her name, right? She chugs a pint in London. And I wrote London Bridget. She chugs a pint. London didn't look like when Real Housewives go on trips. It just looked like, yo, we got to shoot here. I said, y'all do anything fun besides see a dude carry a skull and drink some beer? Tierra got a new man. He hit her with the light eyes. That she was gone. She saw the light eyes.
Not with the light eyes.
Yo.
It was around.
Yes. Hit her with the light eyes and he hit her with the, what was that episode of Boondocks, the killer Kung Fu wolf bitch, when she was going through all those men.
Lord, good night. I'm not doing
this. Yo, remember that one dude was like, you ain't going to be shit. Nobody want to be with you. He hit her with that, I improved your self-worth. I added value to your life. And now you get to be one of the three women I fuck. You get to be last.
The disrespect. I add value. Nigga, who are you?
You know what that reminded me of? Anybody ever seen Sugar Hill? There's one scene that's really crazy in Sugar Hill. Teresa Randall is with this one dude who is an asshole, and she really wants to get out the house, and they playing basketball. He playing basketball in his drawers or whatever, and he grabs her when she wants. She's scared, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let you suck my dick as if it was a favor to her. That's how he came at her. Like, you didn't have no storyline without me. Cisco gone. You ain't got no friends. You should be happy that I showed up here. And listen, this is what, when the story broke, I thought it was real. I know people have called it out. Milan has, and old dude. But I thought, what if VH1 paid you for them to be filming your press conference too?
Right.
What if VH1 paid you?
Heard my reaction. This terrible ass, weak ass, fake ass press conference release thingy. What?
Yeah. And then what if VH1 pay you to admit that you busted this man windows out on camera? What? All right.
Let's
press
all the charges.
So let's get to A1, who really came at Safari on some Spider-Man / the girl coming out the well on the ring across that table. Bruh, listen, I didn't understand that part. I understood his beef when Safari says, bitches like me. Yo, don't use the word bitches, and one of those bitches might be my woman. Yeah, he gave him some time to clean it up. He's like, bitches like you? Like, wait, who are bitches? What are we talking about? Safari not a fighter. We'll get into him on News and Rumors, but
Spider-Man across that goddamn table, though.
He scattered. across there like the roaches when you cut the light off. I guess that's it. I mean, it looks interesting. We'll be here next Monday, whether it looked interesting or not. So let's get into where's my news and rumors? Oh, news and rumors. And we have a lot of news and rumors. All right. So let's start off with Safari, who had a hell of a week since we recorded. First, this brother said he's going to be celibate. He tweeted and then deleted. He says, I already spend a lot of time. I think he deleted. I spend a lot of time alone, so abstinence will not be a problem at all. This birthday made me realize something, and I refuse to grow old and not have a mini me and someone to share this wood with. Okay, Safari. He goes on to say, I'm so serious when I say the next woman I have sex with will be my wife. I can go ages without sex. I don't care about it. I'm looking for a wife. I want a relationship, something real. If you're not trying to give that, I'll keep my meat wrapped around my leg. Way to humble brag, my brother.
Right.
Wrap around to myself. Fast forward to this brother performing at the park. Did you see this?
No.
So he was at Dyckman in New York, obviously, and he was performing at a basketball game, and this is what happened.
Hold on, let me tell you young niggas something. I fuck bitches y'all dream about. I fuck bitches y'all niggas dream about. I fuck bitches y'all niggas wish you fuck.
Now, Safari started doing that because he was getting booed. And when you get booed, as we have learned from Real House, at Love and Hip Hop and Joe Budden at the battle, you don't address the crowd, you power through it.
Right.
And you definitely don't tell the crowd you're better than them because you're getting booed. So he said they were throwing raw food at him. I didn't see them throw food until afterwards. And the raw food was fruit and vegetables, and they didn't have no steaks and chicken thrown at him. And then he decided to make a song about it. So let's hear a little bit of this.
I don't crowd chase, look, had Dyckman, so I got booed. First off, I was not rude. Did a verse and did a hook, and them niggas started throwing raw food. That part they see, though. Forget you like CeeLo. Had the whole hood go against me like my name's Debo.
Oh, Safari, stop it. Stop it. Stop it, Safari. Just ride your personality out. Just ride. That's all you have to do. Nobody
but
trying to hear
me. Had the one song that was blowing up.
That was the song they was booing.
Paradise song.
Yeah, we never got the Paradise remix. He was performing 100 on this, and they was booing it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Some, you know, little traction.
All right, let's get Miami out the way first. So I only have one news for Miami. I got three for Hollywood and then one for Atlanta. All right, so Amara La Negra is going to be in a new movie comedy called Fall Girls. Filming has begun in L.A. It stars Tammy Roman from Basketball Wives and Paris Phillips, who will be on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. That's Kay Michelle's friend. Also, Erica Peoples, who was in True to the Game. I think that movie's on Netflix, and I believe it's all free on YouTube, too. Erica Hubbard from Let's Stay Together and Jolie Fisher, Last Man Standing. And it's directed by Chris Stokes, and Marcus Houston is one of the producers.
Oh, God, don't watch this movie.
Listen.
They made House Party 4.
They did.
They made that horror movie where they were in the cabin.
Oh, I forgot about that movie.
It's a dance movie with Marcus Houston when he was like a teacher at some like, oh my God, at like the park district.
Why you know Marcus Houston IMDb? What's going on?
I forgot. No, I was watching. I think BET was doing like how they do like a segue of all like one type of movie.
Yeah,
it was like You Got Served, Honey, and that movie.
All right, let's see. What was that scary movie?
Terrible.
Yeah, it was. Somebody Help Me. Yeah,
that sound about right.
All right, so there's a Boogie Town. Was that the dance movie?
No, I don't think that was the name of it.
Golly. Oh yeah, it was Boogie Town. A modern day West Side Story for the hip hop generation. It takes place in New York City of the future. Okay. There's no violence, no more drugs in their
that ain't it.
In their place are illegal. What is it?
That ain't it.
All right, what other movies he got? Let's see. That stuck out to me as something to be dancing, because I gotta only look at titles to see this. Right. Battlefield America, Marry Us for Christmas, Will to Love.
Battlefield America is probably it.
Let's see. Battlefield America. There's dancing and he's in a suit.
Yeah, that's not about right.
A young businessman who lands a community service sentence falls in love with a group of misfit kids who need mentoring. With the help of a pro instructor, he works to get the kids ready for a big underground dance competition.
Yep.
Director Chris Stokes.
See? Y'all thought I was making this shit up?
Nah, I'm just sad that you done seen these movies. Chris Stokes also directed Boogie Town. So any director you got, sir. So anytime Marcus Houston is dancing a movie, Chris Stokes is at the head.
You got served wasn't even that good. I just think it got quotables or like moments that you like, this was one of them two movies.
All right, let's get into Hollywood. Yo, when his death came, I was like, this is it? I'm supposed to feel something? Okay. All right, Alexis Skye is trying to defend rumors.
Wait, Tabitha. I'm so happy you said Alexis Skye, because I think it was a picture of her and somebody in the comments said, hey, you're going to be on the next season of Love and Hip Hop. And then I think it was, I want to say it was Milan who got on and was like, nah, we both broke. We fired, bro. Ain't nobody on the season. I saw this in the comment and it was dead. Like, wait a minute. What?
Oh, man. Well, she might need it because it's looking like Fetty Wap might not be the father of that child. He's only been claiming 5 kids on his Facebook page. And her response to this wasn't the best. It was, y'all so worried about who my child's father is. I never met so many bother nosy people. Worry about who y'all daddy is. Mind your fucking business. I don't have to prove shit, answer shit. So y'all keep giving my baby a new dad every day. Y'all sad as fuck, lame as fuck. Which it doesn't look good, because Fetty Wap, he has a shit ton of kids, but he always hanging out with them. You would see on their birthdays, he's there. So the fact that he's not with yours makes it look like, which it never made sense.
That means we gotta get her Masika back on. That's a lot Masika can go on and go in on. Yeah. Oh no, I think it was Masika's page, not Alexis Skye page.
It might have been Masika. Masika been talking. She says she know Tierra leaked that. I said, nah, you got all the tea. You ain't gonna be on the season.
I think it was Masika's page, because Milan talked to Masika, right?
Yeah. Moniece and AD broke up.
Oh. That must have been recent.
Really recent. And of course, AD's bestie, Tiffany, and
Lord, here we go.
Not only is she her bestie, you know who Tiffany is too, right?
Yeah, the girlfriend, the friend from last season who they kept getting into it with.
Yeah, but she's also Fizz's girlfriend. Yeah, ain't that some shit? Yeah, she started saying Moniece got all that energy now, but where was it when Princess was asking her to fight? She's talking.
Wait, how about flag on the play? So, AD's best friend,
Tiffany, yes.
That Moniece kept getting into it with.
Is now dating her baby daddy, Fizz.
If this ain't by far the funniest, pettiest shit I have ever heard.
Yeah, so this girl was saying, Moniece, the energy, blah, blah, blah. She said, I think Tamir, but she basically saying, Moniece is all bark, no bite. And Tiffany confirmed this. She said, girl, she still ain't got it. She just barks a lot. So maybe that's a story. So back to this breakup. AD confirmed it on Instagram. She says, Moniece and I are officially broken up. I don't wish to share the personal reasons behind why. I respect both of our families way too much and have already been through enough with our relationship. And Moniece confirmed it, saying, the feeling isn't mutual and I just desperately wish things could have been better. So good luck, I guess. I don't know if AD, I think AD is on this. AD, if this don't work out, head over to Power. You could be Tommy Stutt Double and get it in. YFN Lucci, who could be Alexis Skye's baby daddy because they were messing around, he got arrested July 15th, was sent to Atlanta Detention Center. He's been quiet about it, only saying the police was hating on me, so we don't know why he was arrested. And finally, we can talk about Kenya Moore joining Love and Hip Hop. They asked Mona Scott, I got another one, I forgot. I got to talk about Jocelyn.
I'm sorry, Kimya Moore.
Yeah, there's a rumor that she's going to join because remember they wanted her. The rumor was they wanted to be a part time on Real Housewives. Mona Scott says she doesn't know anything about Kenya, stating that they haven't had a conversation. But the rumor, the other rumor is that black singer Shamari DeVoe and Ronnie DeVoe from New Edition and Belle Biv DeVoe might be joining Real Housewives of Atlanta. So that might be the swap.
They're going to be the new Remy Ma and Papoose of Atlanta.
All right. Let it happen.
Rashida and Kirk ain't it.
No, it ain't. I did this all wrong. I apologize because y'all, some be like, this is good. This is Atlanta. This is Hollywood. So I do another Atlanta one. Jocelyn Hernandez came from Mona Scott because Mona Scott was on Wendy Williams. And really, Mona Scott didn't say nothing bad about Jocelyn Hernandez. So I don't know why somebody must have told her wrong, but Wendy was really talking mess. And Mona Scott says, I wish her the best. God bless her, blah, blah. And Jocelyn Hernandez says something along the lines of, your ratings drop. Keep my name out your mouth, bitch. When my new show comes out, blah. A whole lot of nothing. Maybe
Jocelyn thinks these ratings going to be through the roof. And I just don't think that it will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, WeTV is not as many houses as VH1 is. So, And then we'll wrap up with Mariah Lynn has a new boyfriend. And I could have brought this up when we talked about unaired footage. But apparently she's dating Prince from Hot Love and Hip Hop Miami. They got pictures together all booed up. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're only allowed to date people on this show. I don't know why we are doing this show. How somebody in New York and Miami dating? Y'all doing long distance shit like back in the day?
They be traveling for these shows and party promoting.
Yo, do you think now that Monice and AD broke up, Rich Dollar's about to hop back up in Hollywood? Just.
Because he didn't want her back, though, right?
I don't know with him.
Oh, my girl back.
He want a storyline. He getting them checks. He's like, let's do it. Let's do it. All right, that's it. This is Atlanta is done. We are on to Hollywood next. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
And Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515F. Check out our other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Like the Facebook page. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye.
No 20s in my gun. No colors more than I can. Because it is a lemon. My wife from Georgia peaches, but you look more like a lemon. These sour apple bitter bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid paid, that's just how I feel today. I'm moving slow cause codeine serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade and I'm selling lemonade. Sitting in a pint of going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond brush, then put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pimping wearing lemon. That's just how I'm chillin'. I'm smoking grapes and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon. Scoochie.
Put another chain with the